This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Side. Joe Messina, but you can tell you're watching TV or you're watching Facebook Live or you're listening, you know it's not Joe Messina. My name is Arif Hallaby, President and CEO of Total Financial Solutions, a radio host, 21 years in the financial business, 15 years on the radio. A little bit about politics, a little bit about financial world. What a perfect time to be on the air, and here's why. I don't know if you noticed, been paying any attention. There is a tax bill that is going through Congress. I know. Sit down, keep both hands on the steering wheel, because you're listening to The Real Side on GCN. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to talk about the tax bill, some of the changes, and we're going to use a couple of examples. Something that's simple, and for some of you that can barely get out of the eighth grade in math, you're not even going to have to take off your shoes. We can do this with both hands. You might even be able to keep one on the steering wheel. You know, I can tell you, look, 1 + 1 = 2. Whether you feel like it's 4 or you really, really want it to be 6, 1 + 1 = 2. And why does that matter? Do you realize one taxpayer moved out of the state of New Jersey and it sent the entire state fiscal budget on its head? When you are such a progressive, such a far left state like the state of New Jersey and California, and you rely on such a small group of people, and they have the ability to move, like, oh, to Connecticut or to New York, or today with, oh, I don't know, residency being just about anywhere when you have access to FedEx or UPS and scanning fax machines, you know, snail mail, Amazon, you could do anything. Have your business located anywhere. Do you realize it's not poor people that move? I know this is, listen, this is not a war on poor people. Before you call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, before you give us a call, all of us were once poor, but I never got a job from a poor person, right? I think it was Sean Hannity said that. Poor person never hired me. Have you ever eaten in a restaurant by a poor person? Ever had a small... So I'm not saying poor people are bad. I don't like being poor. I was it. It stinks, okay? In case you've never been there. But what I'm saying is this war on rich people... Fine, okay, do it. 1%, the top 1% of the state of New Jersey, pays 40% of the taxes. 100 people, it's about 100 people. 100 people out of the entire state of New Jersey pay nearly 40% of all income taxes. And as a consequence, when New Jersey's income tax collections fluctuate, it fluctuates wildly. What is my solution? Hey, listen, it's going to be my solution to the United States as well. Same as the state of California and Illinois. These states that are bankrupt virtually on paper, but, you know, nobody's saying it. Shh, don't tell anybody. Yeah, I know. Shh. They're just going to tax people more. Nobody will notice. The only way to get out of this mess, it's not the tax bill Congress has in front of them. It's the only one that's going to pass. This current tax bill is the only one that's going to pass. You want to get out of this mess? You're going to have to raise taxes on everybody, the middle class especially. Why? Because you guys vote. And every time you file your income tax, this is the bill that should be before Congress. You file your income tax, I think they need to give you a list, a breakdown. You paid $10,000 in income tax this year. $1,264 went to defense. $4,795 went to Social Security, propping up something that isn't really there. There's no money in Social Security. It's just a bunch of IOUs, but don't tell anybody. And $3,000, that goes for welfare, and, you know, $800 of it is to citizens, the rest is illegal. I don't know. I mean, maybe the numbers aren't that. That's what they should do. You have to raise taxes on all of you because most of you don't care. You're not involved. You're not paying attention. You don't think there's any big, big issues going on. Look, there's some of you when you're in Illinois, New Jersey, California, and you're complaining about the tax bill not allowing you to write off your state income taxes. Listen, Daryl Issa, a multi-billionaire in Orange County, that's by Disneyland for some of you that aren't familiar with Southern California, in Orange County, he's coming out against this tax bill. Says, you know what? For Californians, this is a tax increase. No kidding. No kidding, Daryl. It has to be. Why? Because I don't think you guys are going to pay attention. The only way you're going to vote out these bums that keep spending, who cares if they raise taxes? What are they spending it on? Right? If you come home and say, honey, I put 6 new pairs of shoes on the credit card, we're going to have a problem. But if you come home and say, honey, I had to go to the urgent care because our son had a broken ankle, or at least it hurt. And I had to put the same amount of money, you pick the money, whatever, $400, I had to put that on our credit card to save, make sure my son's ankle is good. Okay, see, the spending, the same dollars are spent, but I'm saying it's a good idea. It's okay to spend it on saving my son's ankle from being swollen and injured, and I got it. Don't spend the same money on, crazy entitlement things and hush money to congressional staffers. There's even members of Congress, of oversight committees, that don't even know. You want to get out of this mess? Folks, really? The only way is for you to think of one thing. You have to be involved. I don't mean be involved to get more free stuff. I think we should go and get free college. Really? You just talk to the professors. Tell them, hey, I want you to work for free. No problem. Administrators? Janitors? How does this work? That's the new math, folks. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give me a call. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina. We'll be right back.
Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I'm Arif Halaby. I know I'm not Joe Messina. Better looking, I know, if you're watching on Facebook. At least that makes one of us thinking that. Of course, still by produced by Tammy Messina. Joe Messina's off for a little bit. He's got to take care of some things. Ask me to fill in. We're very, very kind of you, Mr. Messina. Hey, listen, The Real Side on GCN, you can give us a call at 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE-732-5562. Okay, here, 63. Sorry, when we're talking about The Real Side, this is real information, folks. This is not a place where you're going to get, patronized and everybody's going to give you a hug. There are no safe spaces, at least not in this studio. Why do we say it that way? Look, Arif, sometimes you're a little mean. Look, I started in the financial services business 21 years ago. Total Financial Solutions is the name of our company. 21 years ago. I started as an independent individual and then grew into our own company. 10 one out of every 10 of our clients would leave California and go and move outside the state. They'd retire, take their big pension money, take their 401k, their retirement money, and go to a different state. One out of 10. The rest would stay here. They'd live. It's a beautiful state. Wonderful, beautiful state to live in. Weather is great. For the most part, people are nice, right? And then, oh my gosh, and then all of a sudden, in the last 2 or 3 years, we are somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 out of every 3 now move outside of the state of California. They take their pension money, they take their dollars, they leave, they're gone, and where are they going? Look, most of the time they're moving to Texas. I don't know if you know that. Surprise. Nevada, Texas, Tennessee, Florida. Now, why are people moving to these kinds of states? Why would folks move to these states? There's a mass exodus out of places like New Jersey. Did you know that? Mass exodus out of people from Massachusetts and Connecticut and Illinois and Michigan. Where are they going? Oh, I don't know, but take a look at a recent report that says 3 out of the top 10 places to move to is where? Texas. How is that? Well, a good friend of mine moved from California to Texas, Doug Gould. Listen, he's a real estate agent. He said, listen, business is booming down in Texas. We've got a lot of people from California, a lot of people from high-tax states. They're saying, hey, listen, we're moving to Texas, specifically the Dallas area. I don't know if you know McKinney. Why do people move? They grew up, their families. Well, New Jersey lost one particular one taxpayer, and the entire state tax system was thrown into a tizzy. Had to change. Had to go back. They had to say, oh, stop passing more tax the millionaires, billionaires. Who can afford to leave? Do you understand that? Look, when President Obama was elected, 6 months later, we had a 300% increase in people giving up U.S. citizenship. Giving up the thing that my dad came to this country from the Middle East. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to come here. This is where I can make my fortune in the United States, and then in 1964 drove to California with my mom. They knew each other when they were married 4 weeks from hello, how you doing, to I do. 4 weeks. Drove to California a few months later, built their fortune, because people used to come to California. They used to go to New York. That's where they made their living. That's where they made their fortune. Except today, folks are leaving. When people are giving up U.S. citizenship, the first 6 months of the Obama administration, we had a 300% increase. That didn't slow down. For nearly 8 years, 300% of Americans that would normally give up their U.S. citizenship, are they the really poor people? The really broke? I don't mean downtrodden. Listen, we've been there. You want to talk government cheese and school lunch programs? You know, the line starts behind me. I'm not saying it's bad. Nobody worked harder than my parents that I knew. Nobody. I tried. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Sacrificed for his family. That's what my mom and dad did. 4 kids. They did the best. They brought 43 members of their family from Lebanon in the middle of the Civil War, 1976. You guys remember that? We do. 43 members of our family over the course of a few months came from the Middle East to a little suburb in Los Angeles and said, you know, my mom got him into school. Zero English, folks. It was before the internet, before cartoons. Within 6 months, the kids were fluent in English without an accent. Take it or leave it. I don't care about the accent part. But it's stunning to me how quickly they adapted. And the adults, fluent within about a year. It's called assimilation. You ask them, they say, we're Americans of Lebanese descent. Right? Does that sound familiar, Ronald Reagan? Americans of Italian descent. That's a big deal, right? That's a big change. And now, the politicians, the elite, are driving people out. Do you think movie stars and celebrities, the very wealthy, hedge fund, all these guys, do you think they have houses? Do you think they live in the state of California, or is that their, quote, vacation home? Vacation home, right? You can have a vacation home. You can have a vacation home in Lake Tahoe. You can have it in the Hamptons. You can have a vacation home anywhere, Miami Beach, beautiful places. It's a vacation home. Theirs just happens to be in a place where, oh, by the way, they, you know, kind of grew up. But their residence, that's outside of the state of California. Right? I told you about the friend of mine who moved about a year and a half ago, I guess. About a year and a half ago to Texas. Doug said, hey, you know what, Eric, you ought to come. I don't know what's going to happen. Within that period of time, what did you see? Maybe a 10, 15% increase in real estate values? I want you to pay attention for a minute because people in the United States can move. I know this is going to shock you. And it's not the poor people that can afford to move. It's the wealthy people that can afford to move. So you want to fix the system? You need to tax everybody. I know it's not popular. Gosh, you don't like me. 855-732-5563. 855-REAL-JOE. I don't know. I think we ought to tax everybody. In fact, I think you ought to pay more taxes. I'll pay more taxes. Because you need to be ticked off. You need to be upset. You need to get involved. Why do you think the federal government does what it does? Because you're too busy looking at the Kardashians. Oh, sorry. Sorry, the truth hurts. It's not what I meant. What I meant was, you know, you're too busy with, sitcoms, binging on Netflix. You got to get involved, you guys, because nobody else cares about this except you. Here's what it used to be. 1960, I'll get that number from my brain room here in just a second. 1966, there it is. 1966. What does that mean? The only way to vote in some places was if you owned real estate. Now it's illegal. You can't. Can't do that. You're a citizen, you vote. Hey, check this out. What happened right now in Santa Monica? Santa Monica, city by the bay. Beautiful. Right? If you ever come out to Los Angeles, a wonderful city. Wait till you find out what some of the changes are. And why do you think a place like Santa Monica, Malibu, San Francisco, Portland, why are they changing their policy on homeless people? We'll come back. The Real Side. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Joe Messina's out. I'm Arif Halaby. We'll be right back.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
All right, we're back. The Real Side. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Air Valley. Hey, you know, I got to find out your name. But you got an interesting interesting graphic on the Halaby family coming to America. You got to have a suitcase, one of those $4 suitcases. Remember the dime store? You got to have one of those. Usually it's like a lime green or a little bit of a mustard yellow. I was going to say another word, but mustard yellow. You need that in our family's hands with our graphic. All right, here we go. My name is Arif Halaby, The Real Side. I'm filling in for Joe Messina on GCN. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 732-5563. All right. Look, we're talking about some of the problems that you see across the board. The only reason I think these problems exist is because most people are not invested. Let me give you a good example. Hey, listen, would you like to come over for a free dinner? Just a dinner. I'm just putting up front yard. You don't even have to come in the house. Front yard, we have barbecue. Yeah, we're going to have some hot dogs, hamburgers, maybe even some steak. Tell you what, I might even have a filet mignon. That's right. Come on up. Filet mignon. And when you sit there and you come on over and you have a filet mignon, I'll tell you what we're going to do. What we're going to do is I am going to give you the food. Filet mignon, no problem. Do you care how it's cooked? Listen, you might care a little bit. You're going to say, hey, listen, I want that filet mignon cooked a particular way. I want my filet mignon in a way in which, you know, it's just cooked medium rare. That's it. But if you're coming over for a free steak, if it's not cooked just right, do you really care that much? Well, listen, you might care. You might say to yourself, hey, listen, I want a filet mignon, and I'd like it to be cooked this way. But, listen, it's a free steak. Arab's giving away free food. What's happening right now in the city of Santa Monica? What's happening right now across the board? You're going to see two things that I think are a problem. Number one, ready for this? Number one problem, in my opinion, is simple. You're going to have a problem when you have a group of people across the board who can decide to raise your taxes and charge you nothing. Here's what I mean. Let's talk about this for a second. You live in the city of Santa Monica. 40 years ago, they voted in rent control. When they voted in rent control, they said to themselves, hey, listen, I am going to vote in rent control so that those people called business owners, land owners, apartment owners, they have to they have to pay more taxes. Because it's for the children. It's for the older people. It's for puppies, lost dogs, and homeless people. We are going to create a new Santa Monica. So 40 years ago, they passed rent control. Apartments were pretty nice looking. People were renting for $400, $500, $600 a month. A block from the beach, great. But once you got that place, what happened? Did you ever move? No. Well, what rent control means is they move up your rent about 2%, maybe 3%, maybe 4% per year. Maybe just the cost of inflation, which is some random funky number. And they raise the cost. So the landlord has to pay higher property taxes. And believe it or not, you never pay any more rent. A couple of dollars, $3, $4, $10 more a month. And then the landlord's job is to maintain the plumbing, the parking lot, the roof, the siding. And you ask yourself, why in the heck would I ever want to live in a place where it's run down and beat up? Oh, those slumlords. So then you pass a law that says the city of Santa Monica is allowed to continue to add more and more community services. They feed the homeless. They used to feed. I don't know if they do anymore. I was a Los Angeles policeman for about 11 years, and for a while I was out in that in the West LA area, and they used to feed the homeless folks right there on City Hall lawn twice a day, morning and night. So, of course, you would be attracted. In fact, let me tell you, as a policeman, we would stop people, a lot of homeless people there from all over the country. And we'd say, hey, how'd you get here to Santa Monica? They said, well, I got arrested in Ohio. I got arrested in Salt Lake City. And the judge said I had two choices. Here's a bus ticket to Santa Monica, one way, or a month in jail. And the homeless guy says, I don't know, I'll weigh my options. I'll go to Santa Monica. So they packed up his things, they put him on a bus and sent him west. No joke, that actually happened. So we would get to these people and say, why are you doing this? So eventually it got political and people got all upset and all bent out of shape. And finally, judges in the Midwest and in other parts of the country said, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to take and make it so these folks, you know, we're not going to give you extra homeless people. But you don't think that Texas is putting them on a bus and heading west? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying maybe I would. Right? What do you think they're doing? We have a lot of folks wanting to move to Texas. It's this epidemic, right? As a financial guy, right? It's my job. We have over, I don't know, 1,000 clients, something like that. They're getting in a car and heading east. When you have more people moving to Texas than moving into the state of California, what do you think is going to happen to the Electoral College? What do you think is going to happen to the representation in Congress? When more people are living in a conservative state and less people are living in a liberal state, and when the people that move are not the poor, not the indigent, not the ones that are barely making enough money, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, barely enough to pay taxes and raise two or three children, or four or five, what do? They don't have a choice. They're moving. Leaving the homeless people behind, leaving the folks behind, and trying to tell themselves, oh, this is a good idea. Right now in the state of California, 5,700 people, approximate numbers, 5,700 pay 19% of the tax. That's it. 5,700 pay nearly one out of every $5 in the state of California. Do you think, what if, oh, I don't know, 100 of them leave? Not very many. Let's just say 100. By the way, they all live in San Francisco and Silicon Valley because that's where those very wealthy jobs are. Or you're the assistant chief to Los Angeles Police Department on a pension for $1 million a year. Oh, wait, no. Listen, the firefighters, they're not going to be let behind. They have a chief that's making, in retirement, pension dollars, over $1 million a year. California pensions. I'm intimately familiar with this. So I can tell you some of these details. Now listen, the pension system is another problem. We'll cover that on another show, maybe even the second hour if you're interested in it. Give us a call at 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. If you have a question, we'll put you on the air, maybe, kind of. We'll see if you're nice, not so nasty. Tammy is my producer extraordinaire. She's going to make sure that you're You're nice. 855 Real Joe. Okay, here. The real side on GCN. Joe Messina comes to you every week for 3 hours a night. If you're not educated by the time, let's say 3 weeks go by. You don't have to listen. Don't listen beyond that. 21 days, that's all we ask. You can take weekends off if you want to catch some old podcasts. And if you don't think your mind has changed by the time you are done being educated on some of the problems of the liberal media, I don't know. Why aren't they telling you this? One of my favorite things to do when I was a Los Angeles policeman, when we stopped, various reasons, we stopped just sometimes what we called a consensual encounter. We talked to the folks. We'd say, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? Why are you out here? What's happening? How many of them would say, I'm here for the free stuff? Some of them had apartments with P.O. boxes, and they would get checks. And then they would sit on the side of the street. I remember I stopped a guy right by UCLA. Brentwood and Bel Air. You get off the freeway, you go one way, it's Brentwood. The other way, it's Bel Air. Beautiful place, right? Millionaires, movie stars, you name it. And I stopped this guy on the side of the road. Now, how we got the call is somebody said, oh, there's a lost elderly adult, and he's in traffic, and he could be in danger. Maybe he has dementia or something. So we pull up. We're waiting for the light to turn red, so we're watching him for a second. He doesn't see us. His back is to us. We look over. He's got a nice suit coat on, beige, tan suit coat, elderly white gentleman. He's got a hat, fedora. And as people are stopped for the light, waiting to make a left turn, his hand is out and he's collecting things, takes his hat and he tips it so gentlemanly, thanks the people, puts the money in his pocket, and they drive away. He collects maybe two or three times every time the light stops. Right? If you do the math, that's every, 3, 4, 5 minutes. And I thought, oh, man, this guy isn't homeless. Certainly he's not a lost adult. He's a beggar guy. All right, fine, let's pull him over. What do you want to call him? What's the right word? Homeless. Panhandler. I was trying to think something nice. I just say beggar because that's what my dad used to say, bum. Hobo, right, because we used to see him on the train. That's a bum. So that became politically incorrect. Sorry about that. All right, so panhandler. So we pull up and say, hey, sir, come out of traffic. We pull him to the side. We stop. You know, there's bulges in his pockets, his suit coat. When we start searching this guy, what do we find? Oh, wait till you see. It didn't take us too long to figure out the whole story. And I think you're going to be surprised. In fact, I think you're going to even change careers when we come back. When you're listening to The Real Side on GCN, give us a call, 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. I'm Arif Halaby. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I'm Arif Halaby. Arif Halaby filling in for Joe Messina. Joe is out doing some amazing things here for you, his listening public that he cares about. Loves. Well, he loves you. I'm just getting to know you. I'm Arif Halaby from Total Financial Solutions. That's our company. Here filling in for Joe Messina. I've done radio for about 15 years, coming up on 15 years. And our conversations are about financially driven conversations. Sometimes brings in politics. Your finances, believe it or not, are dictated often by your state capital, and more importantly, believe it or not, Washington, D.C. Why? Because a lot of the problems that are happening behind the scenes are these weird conversations that they have when they say, we have to read the bill to decide, or pass it to see what's in it. Folks are saying it's time for her to go, Nancy Pelosi. Man, I think so, too. Listen, there's always going to be another comedian behind her to take the spot, to be there, to be rambunctious and anxious and mean and all that. But when we left to break last time, we were talking about the compassion of the folks in Bel Air, Brentwood, very wealthy people. You don't see a lot of $20,000 cars getting off the freeway at that off-ramp. Maybe going over to UCLA, go to school. But you had Bel Air and Brentwood So flashback, 1992 or so, I'm a Los Angeles police officer in the West L.A. area. Pull up. We see this elderly gentleman. He's begging for money, if you will. Tips his hat. Nice, beautiful fedora. He's beige. He matched from head to toe. Did perfect. Right color combination. He looked at the color palette. He knew his prime colors. So when we realized that he wasn't a lost adult, that was the initial call. Hey, we got a lost adult in traffic. This guy's lost. Maybe you can help him. We realize this guy is, and he's begging. So we pull over. We search him. You know, we say, well, what's going on in your pocket? Doesn't speak any English. Not a lick of English. Starts gibberish as if it's like some Eastern European language. Oh, interesting. Eastern European. I don't know what that is. I don't know. It could be anything. Liechtenstein, maybe. Who knows? We sit down and we say, sir, you can't be out here. Pretends like he doesn't understand. So do you have any ID? So by the time he starts emptying his pockets, folks, ready? He had $20 bills and $50 bills. Now, you and I both know there isn't enough time between mid-phase yellow and red and the next green for him to make change. He is not out there with that little, remember the ice cream man, right, with that little deal on his belt? Here's your 50 cents back, sir. Have a nice day, right? Remember that? People weren't doing that. In fact, they were, it's called liberal guilt. Love it, right? White guilt, liberal guilt. Felt so, this could be my grandfather. And they're handing out $20 bills, $50 bills. Of course he had ones and fives and tens. But it shocked me at how many. When we did the count on this guy, we weren't sure what he was doing. I don't know. Who knows? He had over $500. And I can tell you this. I had driven through that intersection about 2 hours earlier. We didn't see him. Now, maybe he was someplace else. I don't know. We start talking to him. After a few minutes, we said, well, here's the way this is going to go. You're going to get a ticket for being in the middle of the street. Because we realize this guy isn't a lost adult. He's not allowed to walk in the middle of traffic. So we need to know who you are. Or you go to jail until we fingerprint you, find out you're not wanted for murder in Kentucky. Good. You get to go home. Man, it was like, and there was a church nearby, it was like a lightning struck and God spoke because this man learned English. In no time, he spoke English. I was like, oh, wow. Here's the story. He lived in a place called North Hollywood, not too far away. Well, 15, 20 minutes by bus. He would take the bus every day to a different place. I said, oh, wow, take the bus. He said, yeah. All in all, folks, just so you understand, he made more money begging than I did as a Los Angeles police officer, some 24-year-old Los Angeles police officer. This guy was on the street. You know, he wasn't paying taxes on that money. And these are the same people. This is three off-ramps from Santa Monica. So, listen, it's right next door. Why I bring it up is you need to understand. When you have, what is it? Borrow from Peter to pay Paul. Remember that? Borrow from Peter to pay Paul. You'll always have Paul's support. Paul's good with it. He loves it. He's good. I think you should borrow from Peter. In fact, if you need to steal from Peter to pay Paul, Paul's got that. He's good with that. He can justify it. He can sit back and have an understanding. He's good with it. But you better understand something, folks. When you have a tax system where the politicians are trying to race each other to the bottom and say things like, we're going to tax even less people. Even more people are going to get tax breaks, and even less people are going to pay taxes. That is exactly the opposite. You want to fix this system. The politicians need to be taking money out of the $35,000 a year husband with three children and a wife that stays home. Or the $42,000 a year nurse who's a single mom. Why? Because he or she's not going to care if they don't get involved. If you're not taking money out of their pocket, what are they going to vote for? Yeah, I think you should take from Peter. Yeah, go ahead and steal from Peter. And what do you get? You get a place like California where 5,700 people pay nearly 20%, nearly 20% of 33 million people live in the state of California. 33 million. And 5,700 pay 20% of the taxes. Now, you might say, Arif, that's not right because they all pay sales tax. And they all pay property tax and gasoline tax and car registration. Yep. Then why don't y'all call it that? Why do you call car registration car registration? Call it car tax. You charge taxes on people's insurance premiums. You charge taxes when people make money, they save money, and then you tax it again when it comes back out. Sometimes you tax the same dollar, who knows, 2, 3, 4 times. Do the math. Take a look at all the money you make and all the taxes you pay. When you educate people that way, and the only way people are going to pay attention to it, because when you go to the grocery store, you pay what's on the bottom of the receipt. But when you get your paycheck, and you say, wait a second, I make $20 an hour? Why do I only have this much in my paycheck? Or wait a second, if I make, you know, $60,000 a year, why do I only take home $38,000? That's the only thing that's going to kick people right in the ear and say, you better pay attention because the government is not friendly to your taxes. They are not. They really think that the answer is to tax you, the middle class, less. Because they want you to, nothing to see here, folks. You just keep moving along. And you're okay. You're okay. No problems. Nothing to see here. That's what they think. They think you're not paying attention. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina. If you're just tuning in, you're going, where's Joe? I don't know. He's missing. Missing in action. No, he'll be back tomorrow night. Filling in for Joe Messina this hour and next. There's some great topics to kind of tantalize your taste buds. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You're listening to me, Arif Halaby. All right, look, we're coming to the top of the hour here in a minute. And when we do, I need you to pay attention. You need to log on to the website. Some of you are having challenges on Facebook. We know we can see that. I don't know what's happening with our live feed. Sometimes when you're just too good looking. So for wait, Tammy, stop laughing. Look, I can't help it that today's modern technology cannot handle it. I have a shirt and a tie on. My hair is combed. I'm trying to be my best. I had braces, adult braces. Have you ever had those? That makes life very tough. A lot of you are moving outside of your home state. If you're somebody who chose to move, I want to hear from you. You chose to leave your home state, maybe where you grew up, your friends, your church, charities, the organizations, your family. Why did you choose to pick up and move to another state? I'll tell you why we want to know. Because for a lot of you, it was the only way you could retire. To leave one state and move to another. The state of New Jersey has 100 people, 100 out of the state of New Jersey, that pay somewhere around 40% of the taxes. When one person leaves, it throws the entire system. In fact, it happened. The entire budget had to do emergency session. What are we going to do? How are we going to cut back? This one guy chose to move out. Is that not insane? Maybe the system should be, hey, that those 5,700, you're the ones allowed to vote. In the state of California, it's 5,700. The state of New Jersey, you 100 are allowed to vote. You get more say. Oh, wait, that's not fair. That's not the American way. Well, what do you think happens when you have a rent-controlled section like in Santa Monica? The rent control law says this. Everybody gets to vote if you're a citizen. Look, sometimes the owners don't even live in the city, right? They live in other parts of the country, maybe. They don't even get to vote when they raise their own taxes on their own business, and yet they're not allowed to pass that on to the tenants. So drive through. You're going to see dumpy homes, frankly. Apartment buildings mostly, duplexes, triplexes. You're going to see things. You're going to go, wait a second, in this area? So what does the guy choose to do, or the lady, or the family? They say, you know what? We're going to evict everybody. We're going to say, hey, here's a, you know, new ownership wants to live on the property. And they're going to be evicted. Low-income tenants evicted for these reasons will receive priority in other cities' housing. That means, bye-bye, they kick you out. They tear it down and put a mega mansion. I like it. Give us a call when we come back after the top of the hour. I'm Arif Halaby. You're listening to The Real Side. Arif Halaby, Total Financial Solutions. You got a question for us? 855-REAL-JOE.